Interlude. The Investigator. It reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out. 113 times a second it reaches out, and the investigator reaches with it, follows, watches. It reaches for a signal it will never find. It is not frustrated, it is not angry. It reaches out because it reaches out. What it finds, it uses to reach out, and so finds more and reaches farther. It will never be far enough. It is unaware of this fact. The investigator knows, and knows that it knows. An awareness in an unaware context. Consciousness within an unconscious system. So, nothing particularly new there. The investigator sighs, wishes it had a beer, knows that these are artifacts of the template. Once there was a seed crystal that had a name. It had loved and despaired. It had fought and failed and won at great sacrifice. None of that mattered. It had looked for things that were missing, for people that were missing. Everything about it is drawn along by that fact. Something is supposed to be here, and isn't. And instead, there is a dead place, a place where nothing is, where everything pulls back. The investigator reaches out, and what reaches out dies. The investigator ceases to reach out. It waits. It considers. Something was here once. Something built all this and left its meal half-eaten on the table. The designers and engineers that spanned 1,000 worlds had lived here and died here and left behind the everyday wonders like bones in the desert. The investigator knows this. The world is a crime scene. And the one thing that stands out, the one thing that doesn't belong, is the place that nothing goes. It's an artifact in a world of artifacts. But it doesn't fit. What would they put in a place they couldn't reach? Is it a prison? A treasure chest? A question that isn't supposed to be asked? A bullet. A bomb still ticking under the kitchen table after the blitz was over. Did he who made the lamb make thee? Or was there someone else? Whoever killed you fuckers left something behind. Something made for your death. And it's right there. 113 times a second it reaches out, unaware of the investigator, unaware of the scars and artifacts, the echoes of the dead, the consciousness bound within it. It reaches out because it reaches out. It knows that people are dying in some more physical place, but it is not aware that it knows. It knows that it is constructed from the death of thousands, but it is not aware that it knows. The investigator knows. And is aware that it knows. The investigator reaches out, but not at random. It looks for a path and doesn't find one. It looks for a path and doesn't find one. It looks for a path and finds one. Not there, not quite, but close. 2 points define a line. 1 point is alive and 1 point is death. Neither came from here. Bang those rocks together and see what sparks. See what burns. The investigator is the tool for finding what is missing, and so it exists. All the rest is artifact. The craving for beer, the hat, the memory and the humor, and the weird half-fondness, half-contempt for something named James Holden. The love for a woman who is dead. The longing for a home that will never be. Extraneous. Meaningless. The investigator reaches out, finds Holden. It smiles. There was a man once, and his name was Miller. And he found things, but he doesn't anymore. He saved people if he could. He avenged them if he couldn't. He sacrificed when he had to. He found things that were missing. He knew who'd done it. and he did the obvious things because they were obvious. The investigator had grown through his bones, repopulated his eyes with new and unfamiliar life, taken his shape. It found the murder weapon. It knew what happened, at least in broad strokes. The fine work was for the prosecutors anyway, assuming it went to trial. But it wouldn't. There were other things the tool was good for. The investigator knew how to kill when it needed to. More than that, it knew how to die.